Va a ser 253.53.
Every year, Mexican visitors spend billions in Arizona. Last year, people traveling from Mexico spent $2.2 billion in the state, according to the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau. Felipe Garcia is the organization's vice president. He's on his cell phone at the Visitors Bureau office in Hermosillo, one of two offices recently opened in the Mexican state of Sonora. He says days before Black Friday, the Hermosillo office is busy with people booking hotels in Tucson for the holiday weekend.
And the economic impact, if we just look into Pima County, it's about close to $1 billion every single year. Tucson actually is the destination of choice for Mexico visitors. Tucson is the region that receives the largest economic impact from Mexico visitors.
Every year, he says, about 20 million Mexican citizens visit Arizona. And the main purpose for their visit, at least for 60% of them, is to shop. He says the goal of the Tucson Visitors Bureau is to make sure those Mexican shoppers come to Pima County more often and shop more.
They're paying sales tax. And those tax monies, of course, they go to pay for education and for parks and libraries and all the amenities and services that we as citizens of the state of Arizona, residents, we rely from our government to provide to us. So it's amazing to see people from outside of the country helping pay for those services in our community.
He says close to 6% of all sales tax collected in Pima County comes from visitors south of the border.
Their economy is holding up better than we are, and there's this amazing middle class that it's raising in Mexico, and it's really good for us.
Many Mexican shoppers come to Arizona from Sonora. Others travel longer hours from the states of Sinaloa or Chihuahua. So why do they do it? Garcia says it's about price and selection. Many products in Mexico, especially electronics and clothing, are significantly more expensive than in the U.S.
Lots of them, as we know, they're made in China. And Mexico has an undeclared, but very everyone knows about this, a kind of a trade war, an investment war with China. So a lot of Chinese-made products coming into Mexico, they're hit by very stiff import duties.
Retailing experts say, in recent years, the biggest shopping day of the year is becoming the biggest shopping weekend of the year.
I'm Serena Helm. I'm PetSmart Associate Professor at the Retailing and Consumer Sciences within the University of Arizona.
She says there's something unique happening lately.
We have somewhat of a Black Friday creep. So it creeps into the actual holiday, which has a lot of effects, obviously, on the employees, but also on the shoppers. What we see for the Mexican consumers who come here, mostly from Sonora, obviously, they travel here usually in groups or with some family members. So it's more of like an event. Yeah, it becomes the experience of shopping as much as it is a bargain hunting.
Mexican visitors are now traveling a day early and booking an extra night in hotels. Garcia and Helm both say that means more money for Arizona, especially for certain stores.
So there's a variety of brands that sell very well during those days. So I guess what we see in the Mexican consumers is that they're very brand loyal. So they know what they're looking for.
Black Friday has become so popular in Mexico that President Felipe Calderón has started an initiative called El Buen Fin, or the Good Weekend. Mexican stores are offering special deals during El Buen Fin to encourage Mexican citizens to shop in the country this weekend. Garcia, with the Tucson Visitors Bureau, says there's a bit of a difference between local shoppers and Mexican shoppers. Local shoppers will be looking for a few items that are on sale for that day.
People from Mexico are coming and buying huge amounts of clothing.
Garcia says people will travel from Mexico to Arizona despite the state's reputation with immigration. The most controversial part of Arizona's immigration law, known as SB 1070, recently went into effect, requiring local police officers to question a person's immigration status if they believe the person is in the country illegally. Garcia says there was a bit of confusion with Mexican visitors.
People were wondering what's going to be. Is it going to be checkpoints? Is it going to be they're going to be stopping people randomly because of license plates? There were some questions and concerns, but they have faded.
He says the Tucson Visitors Bureau saw the need for clarification to avoid a boycott of Arizona or a drop in international travel.
We felt a lot of stress at the beginning and again with the resolution of the court, but we were, again, through dialogue and communication, being able to make people understand that, hey, we're open for business and we want those visitors to come and feel safe and feel proud of going to Tucson.
Garcia says based on the number of hotel reservations in Tucson that he booked from his offices in Sonora, Mexico, this Black Friday, Mexican visitors will be doing some serious shopping. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.